following the woman's directions eventually brought Theron to his destination. The woman at the information booth's description of a deadly Fefzi swarm was accurate. The restaurant and every other establishment around it were overflowing with men and women in uniform. They spilled out into the streets, forming haphazard queues to wait outside the doors of any spot that served food or drink. Theron slowly made his way through the crowd, searching for an easy target that could provide him with a boarding ID. Many of the bars he passed were projecting the feed from the official Imperial News Hollow, where the crowd outside could watch, as a way to keep the people in line from becoming too impatient and unruly. It was hard to hear the newscasters over the din of the crowd, but the sharp trill indicating a breaking story caught Theron's attention. He stopped and turned his head up to hear the latest Imperial propaganda.
The Empire scored a major victory just hours ago with a surprise assault on the Republic agro-world of Ruan.
A cheer rose up from the crowd, but Theron was too shocked to join in. Ruan was a major producer of food for Coruscant and several other Ecumenopolis worlds. It was also deep inside Republic space, a planet most considered well beyond the reach of the Empire.
Enemy casualties are estimated in the thousands, as an Imperial fleet under the command of Moff Nezer unleashed an orbital bombardment that devastated production facilities on the surface.
And killed thousands of innocent civilians in the process, Theron thought.
The Republic fleet in the area was destroyed, with enemy reinforcements arriving too late to affect the outcome of the battle. An official press release from the Office of the Minister of War reads as follows. Moff Nezor's resounding victory at Ruan demonstrates the strength of the Empire and exposes the vulnerability of the Republic. Those who say our enemy has gained the upper hand in the Galactic War must clearly recognize this day as proof that the Empire is stronger than it has ever been. The Republic is unable to defend its own worlds, and her citizens tremble before the might of the Imperial fleet. Their defeat and eventual surrender is inevitable. All hail the Immortal Emperor!
Theron turned away from the hollow, ignoring the raucous celebrations of those around him. As bad as the attack itself had been, what it represented was far worse. The hollow claimed capital ships had been involved in the attack. That meant the orders should have been transmitted using the Black Cipher. SIS should have known the attack was coming, but somehow the Republic was caught completely unprepared. It didn't make any sense. Unless our cipher isn't working anymore, Theron thought. The realization made Theron feel physically ill. He needed to speak to the director. He needed to know what had gone wrong. If there was a leak in SIS analytics, they might have to scrap the entire mission. Abandoning the still cheering crowd around the Golden Galley, he ran back to the hangar where they had docked and scrambled up and into the shuttle.
Why are you back so soon?
Tevith demanded as Theron burst in on them.
Something's wrong, he said, addressing Nos D'Aral. I need to speak with the director, or Jace, maybe both of them.
Impossible. We don't have a secure channel.
Theron rushed up to the cockpit. He quickly surveyed the hangar through the window until he spotted a communications terminal in the corner.
I can slice into the Imperial comm channels, he said. Piggyback our signal on the station's secure network. Scramble it with a basic SIS encryption and bounce it through half a dozen relays so nobody knows where it's originating from. Should buy us a minute or two of secure time.
Sounds risky,
Tevith said.
We don't have any choice,
Theron insisted, still speaking to Nos D'Aral.
Do what you have to do.
Theron exited the shuttle and raced over to the comm terminal, pulling his custom-designed slicer spike from the hip pocket of his uniform. The spike was small, about twice the size and thickness of a pen, with a small interface cable extending several centimeters from the bottom. He plugged the cable into one of the terminal's access ports and turned the spike on. A second later, the spike's short-range signal synced up with Theron's cybernetic implants, allowing him to interface directly with Reaver Station's communications network.